Good morning. How are you? Blessed indeed. Isn't it great when, you know, Jesus is nice to us and he calls us to rest today, huh? He says, come by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a little. That this is the time that God takes us and calls us to have refreshment in him. But we all want to do that. The problem is people try to, they do this rest stuff for selfish reasons and try to be alone from everybody, and they don't get refreshment. It's, remember, when Jesus, that begins with Jesus today, they gathered around Jesus. And then he told them, together, come by yourself. And he's saying, with me, to a deserted place and rest. And too often, you know, people isolate themselves. I just need to get away by myself. And then you get away by yourself and you're not refreshed because it makes you lonely, it makes you isolated. So people run to the internet and they'll get people on Facebook. They have all these friends on Facebook and none of those friends make you feel any deeper in friendship, except it makes you feel more isolated and more lonely. That if we do any of this stuff alone, it doesn't refresh us. So what Jesus calls us is to find refreshment with him and the community. And we begin this to do this when we go to Mass on Sunday. That we come, now often people say, I don't go to church because I can find God on my pillow, I can find him in the woods, I can find him in a beautiful concert. And is that true? Of course it's true. But this is the time where we come together as a family and find that Sabbath rest. That's why the Sabbath isn't just about getting rest. It's a family day. It's a community day. It's a time to come together with one another to show that we're not in this alone. And what a great blessing. And it's great because it's a deserted place. What do I mean by deserted? That when you come to Mass, at least for an hour, at this Mass anyway, you don't have your phone checking every 15 seconds. You're not looking at Facebook. You're not looking at text. You're not doing any of those things. It's a desert. It's 5, 10, an hour in the week that most of you, unless you're sleeping, are not looking at those type things. So this is a desert place. And so when we come together and worship together, we realize that we're not alone, that we're a family. And how important, I often think about people that don't have church. You know, they do it themselves. And when they get sick, they got to get sick themselves. When they die alone. We help one another, support one another, care about each other. If someone's hurting, we go out to reach them. If someone died, we bring them into our community and we celebrate their life. And we tell the people who have lost them, you're not alone. We're here. We're your community. We're your family. That here is the place that we find rest, refreshment. Isn't it amazing? When we try to do this stuff ourselves, and there are people listening to my homily right now that don't go to Mass ever. And they think, I don't need to do that. I can listen to Father Larry's homily. That ain't going to do it for you. Trust me. We need each other. We need to come together to celebrate the family, to know that we are in need of each other. But this is the Sabbath. And what happens there, remember in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 or 29, it says, come to me, all you who are labored and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. That if you want rest, you come to Jesus, and he'll give you the rest you need, beginning with the Sabbath. Huh? But not only will he give you rest, if you listen to the second reading today, it says, the word was used four times. Let's see if anybody paid close attention. There is same word used four times in the second reading. Anybody know what that word was? Peace. Good job. Peace. He is our peace. So if you want rest and you want peace in that rest, you come to Jesus. That's the point. And then so the first thing, the Sabbath rest, is what we're doing here. The second thing is, you know, we're called, so many people are on vacation. You can tell there isn't as many people here in the summer because people go all around the place. Some people go to other parishes like Edinburgh and different things, but we won't go there. But what happens is we go and we need to not do a vacation without Jesus. You know, often when I do priest retreats, priests will say to me, they don't say it as much, but they used to say, oh, Larry, when I'm on vacation, I don't say Mass. I don't do any of that stuff. I'm on vacation. Well, you're on your way out, Father, in case you're wondering. There is no vacation from your vocation. You need to take Jesus with you when you go on vacation. You don't say, oh, I don't go to Mass on vacation. It's our time away. You take Jesus with you. If you're traveling, you can't get the Mass. You make sure as a family you come together and you pray. You take Jesus with you if you want refreshment. Have you ever been on vacation and what do you need? A vacation from your vacation. You ever had one of those? Oh, I do it all the time. I need a vacation from my vacation because it was all busy and did all these things. If we do it without Jesus, it will not bring us refreshment that we need. So we have to bring Jesus into our vacation. The last thing is that I encourage us that everybody needs to do a retreat in their life. I think how sad it is. Like when I do DME or we have our Hope House Retreat Center, how many people never get to experience Jesus in an intimate way? I'm telling you, the best way to experience Jesus is when he looks at you and says, come by yourselves to a deserted place and rest. Everybody needs to do at least one retreat in their life. You're not going to get to know Jesus the way you need to just by going to Mass on Sunday. I promise you it will not happen. You need to do this. Some of you have never been on a retreat. Never. And you can't use the excuse anymore while the kids, some of you are retired and never been on retreat. There's no excuse for you not to go on retreat. None. Zilch. You don't even have one. You need to go on retreat so you can come to experience Jesus more. You will get refreshed. You will get peace when you go by yourself to a deserted place. So I encourage you, start looking for a place to go on retreat. Huh? In the end of August, the last week of August, I'll go on my retreat because every priest must do a 5-day retreat every year. And so I go this year, I'll go back down to St. Alphonsus on Long Branch, New Jersey, which is right on the ocean. It's a hard time, right? When I got to spend 5 days on the ocean doing nothing except praying. Oh, it's so hard. But boy, do I get refreshed. Boy, do I get peace. Boy, do I get rest. Everybody deserves that. And Jesus is commanding you to do it. You can go to our Hope House, which is 30 minutes away at Union City. It's open. You go there and you spend a 24-hour retreat. I can't do 24 hours. Spend a day. Spend time in a deserted place with Jesus. Do a DME retreat. Go and do a Curcio. Go do something where the most important relationship in your life is Jesus. You give him time so that he can give you peace and refresh you. So today, as Jesus tells us all, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and find rest. Do as he tells you. Let's come not alone. It's come together with Jesus and let Jesus give us rest. You got it? You get it? Are you going to do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.